Federal employees have a week-long opportunity coming up to showcase all the good work their agencies do for the country. Public Service Recognition Week starts May 3rd. That is less than 2 weeks from today. Tim McManus is Vice President for Education and Outreach at the Partnership for Public Service with advice on how to highlight the special impact your agency has on the lives of the American public. It's good to talk to you as always, my friend. And you make a big deal, and rightfully so, out of Public Service Recognition Week. What are the ways that I, as an agency, with not much money and probably a lot of criticism coming my way if I spend it in this way, what can I do during Public Service Recognition Week to let people know that I think they're making a difference? Thanks for coming on, my friend.
Always good to be on, Francis. I think, you know, first and foremost, just take the time to say thank you. For us at the Partnership, Public Service Recognition Week is somewhat a year-long event, but for the rest of the world, it's really not. And I think, you know, Francis, saying thank you to federal workers, you know, whether they're in your agency or you're a neighbor of a federal employee, takes little time and takes no money whatsoever. So just take the time to say thank you. There's a lot of other things that you can do, you know, with a little bit of money. Just host a couple events that bring folks together. And again, celebrate the success of your peers and, you know, make this a good time. And again, do something that makes our federal employees proud of the work that they're doing.
Public Service Recognition Week starts May 3rd. That's a Sunday, if my schedule looks right. And then there are all kinds of special things going on that week.
Yeah, so again, a ton of different things that are planned to try to put the spotlight on the good things that federal employees are doing, and again, recognizing them for their efforts. So, as has been the case for the last few years, there will be a Nats game with discounts for federal employees, and again, a good time to go out and simply have some fun. And again, one of the points that I need to make, Francis, is Public Service Recognition Week is not simply a Partnership for Public Service event, but it's a Public Employees Roundtable event, and the partnership is just a piece of this effort. We do, during this week, also announce our finalists for the SAMMYs Awards as well. So, you know, big week for us during Public Service Recognition Week, and again, be able to put the spotlight on the finalists for the SAMMYs winners. But there are so many more things that federal employees are doing that actually don't get picked up by the SAMMYs that also need to be celebrated. This year, there's also going to be a special night or a special game with DC United. Match, I guess, not game. And
yeah, you got to get your soccer lingo right there, I've learned.
Yeah. There'll also be a 5K run walk as well for people to get out and show their spirit again, recognize those in public service.
Something else that I've learned, because my son is a big soccer guy, is that if you say that the federal employees are going onto the field, they'll excoriate you. It's called the pitch in soccer for some reason.
Ah, okay.
I don't know why that is. So a little word to the wise for you there. All of the great things like the Nats game and all of that stuff, that's nice. What is your favorite thing that comes out of Public Service Recognition Week every week or every year, Tim, that's useful for managers to help them bind their organizations together and move them forward? The fun stuff's great, but what's the serious outcome that you really like?
You know, again, I think, Francis, you know, this is a time to recognize the efforts that everyone is putting in. And by recognizing the efforts, you really are tipping your hat. And we talk a lot about this in the recruiting space, which is the mission of the agency. None of the mission actually gets accomplished without really good people in place. And that's really what this week is about as well. It's actually about celebrating the mission of your agency and the effort and the people that it takes to accomplish that. And again, to me, that's what actually gets me really jazzed about this week, is you're talking to people, but you're talking to people as a way to accomplish what you really need to. And again, none of that gets done if you don't have good people in places doing really good work.
I see that the Department of Veterans Affairs, the U.S. Geological Survey, the National Science Foundation, EPA, the GAO, a lot of agencies are participating on an agency-wide basis. What's the significance of that in your mind, Tim?
Yeah, so I think what that really means is that agencies are looking at this and saying, you know what, our people really are our most valuable asset, and they are what makes our agencies tick. And again, we need to show our support to our people, and let them know that they're really valued. And what better way than to take some time out. In a single week in the year, there are 52 weeks. Frankly, we ought to be celebrating, the great work that our employees are doing every single day. And I think a lot of agencies do that. But, taking some time out of this week to, again, say thank you and put the spotlight on all the great work that they've done. Because, frankly, Francis, you and I know that the other 51 weeks of the year, usually it's the exact opposite that's being done for federal employees, which is all of the conversation about what's not working right.
Tim McManus of the Partnership for Public Service. What hasn't happened in the past, if anything, in Public Service Recognition Week that you'd like to see change this year? Maybe some level of participation or something like that that you'd like to see happen to make this year's better than it's ever been before?
Yeah, I think there are a couple of different things, and one of them we've actually created a whiteboard basically that allows public servants to actually go online and basically say what they're proud of. They're proud to serve because of X, and again, I think participation level in that is really key to let others know that really the passion and the commitment that the federal workers have for their work. And then the second part of that is for folks who are not in government to actually say why they heart public servants. And again, I think that to me is one of those critical components to this is ultimately if it's federal employees only talking about the great work that they're doing and not the rest of the general public, I think we've actually missed some of the uptick that we really need to get. Because again, 9 times out of 10, what we're hearing is the bad things that happen in government, not the great things. This is an opportunity here to get everybody to think about what their friends, their family, their neighbors who are in public service are really doing and what they appreciate most about them.
Is there a way to measure if something like this is successful or not, or is just the idea of advancing the cause and the case of the federal employee sufficient enough? I'm not suggesting there should be. I just don't know. I just don't have any idea.
So, Francis, it's actually a great question. I think over time, yes, the metric would be, are people more appreciative of federal workers? And I think that's a long slog from where we are right now. But you also don't get to that end goal if you actually don't work really hard at it. And Public Service Recognition Week, I think, is just one way to, again, put the spotlight on the great work that federal employees are doing for all of our citizens and for us to actually show a little bit of support and gratitude back to them.
Tim, since everything in government requires an acronym, it's PSRW, Public Service Recognition Week, starts May 3rd. And remember, at the D.C. United game, it's pitch, not field, okay?
Got it.